Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, this is Carlos Torres, Major League Baseball player, and I've been around a lot of gloves in my life and in my days. And I tell you what, go to VinciPro.com to check out real quality. Best leather, best craftsmanship, everything all together, the whole package. Go to VinciPro.com.
Located in Stillwater, Oklahoma, sits Cowgirl Stadium, home to a team built on kinship, ambition, and tenaciousness. Home to a team that is ready to wrangle and corral the stampede that comes with college softball. Get your lasso ready. Here are Jared Rogel and OSU head softball coach Kenny Gajewski.
And welcome in, everybody. This is TCRS, the Coach Roadshow. I'm the coach, Jared Rogel. As always, we are brought to you by Vinci. Check them out at VinciPro.com for all your baseball, softball, glove needs. And you can always pick up some cool Vinci sunglasses as well. And we are live on the 100% Food Hotline. Check them out at SpaceNutrientsStation.com. Joining me right now for the final time this season. Hopefully he'll want to come on as many times as we can possibly get him next season. The head coach of OSU softball, Kenny Gajewski. Coach, welcome in. And it's been a long season. It's been great having you here with us all year long to cover this team and what you guys have been able to do.
Thanks, Jared. It's been a blast. And I appreciate the opportunity to tell our story about our program. And it's just been an honor to have a chance to be on your show each week.
Well, Coach, before we talk about your team, I want to give you a chance to we got to give a shout out to the tennis team up there at Oklahoma State. Tell everybody what is going on with this tennis team.
Well, we are actually pulling into Tulsa right now to the University of Tulsa to watch our women's tennis team compete for a national title. They're playing Stanford, and just an exciting opportunity. I mean, this is one of those magical things that you just can't miss. And, you know, our school, Oklahoma State, we are fourth in the country in national titles, which is an amazing feat for a little school out here in Stillwater, Oklahoma. You know, when you're competing against the UCLAs and the Stanfords out on the West Coast, for us to have those 50-plus national titles is unreal. But the one thing we don't have is we don't have a women's one, and so this is an opportunity to get our first one and go from there. So excited to make it out here.
So, Coach, real quick, I'll run through the game scores, and then we can kind of talk about the games and the Georgia Regional all together. The first game against Northwestern, it was a 1-2 loss, putting OSU into the loser's bracket. The next game was a 10-1 win against Maine, followed by a 3-2 win against Northwestern, followed by what probably is one of the biggest wins in regional weekend this past weekend, with a 5-3 win over Georgia, and then, of course, ending the Georgia Regional with a 6-0 loss to Georgia. So, Coach, you know, one of the things that obviously sticks out to me, and we're going to kind of just jump around from game to game here, but one of the big things that sticks out to me is that game against Maine, and Tiffany Mickelson just absolutely crushing the ball to pick up those three runs for you guys.
Yeah, it was an awesome day. I was very excited for Tiff. She's been struggling of late. Struggling's a hard word, but just hasn't been having the success that she's been used to. And so to get off to that great start, we've really worked hard over the last week to try to get her back on track. And to see her do that in that first game was really big and really exciting for her. It took a lot of pressure off of her and made some things a lot easier on her to for the rest of the weekend. So, and I think what it also did is it showed our younger kids that, hey, we're going to be all right. You know what I mean? I think that's as important as anything that your younger kids see, your, you know, your seasoned veterans perform well. So it was a great feeling to watch her really play well.
Coach, let's go to that very first game of the Georgia Regional against Northwestern. As you mentioned, obviously falling 2-1 in that game. You know, just talk about Casey Freeze and how well this kid has battled all season long for you.
Yeah, I mean, she's been a warrior. You know what? A lot of people don't know, and we don't talk about this kind of stuff. But she's pitching with a severely damaged nerve. She's going to have surgery here in the next week, and it's a kid who just absolutely gutted out everything. And for me, knowing what she's gone through, it's just an amazing, amazing, amazing story. She was lights out for us all weekend long. And for me, we were in a little bind, to tell you the truth, because on Thursday we practiced and, Brandi Needham had twisted her ankle and was pretty much out. And so this was all going to fall on, Casey and Shay, and boy, they came through, they answered, they did what they had to do. And it was just awesome to see. So Casey was unreal. I just kept looking at her, and she just kept telling me I'm fine, I'm good. And she just kept performing. And, like I said, it was just an awesome sight. And, to have her to be able to perform the way she did, at the biggest time of our year was something that I will never forget here in all my time here, because I think it's very important to understand how crucial every pitch was, and she just continued to do the things that she had to.
Coach, one thing obviously now, you know, as soon as that lapsed out, and this isn't really talked about enough with any sports program, but as soon as that last out happens, as soon as that clock runs out, the next season starts, whether you want it to or not. So next season, for all intents and purposes, has already started. I want to go to the game against Northwestern, top of the ninth against Northwestern, and somebody that is going to be a huge player for you guys moving forward in O'Donnell. Talk about that, how well she executed that RBI squeeze bunt in the top of the ninth there.
It was perfect. I mean, she's a kid who's just continued to battle. Offensively, her numbers don't maybe show as much as what she's done, but she's had some really big at bats for us all year long. And I felt good with her up there. But great, you know, just she got the ball, actually put it into a play, and it was a tough play for their kid to make, and couldn't make it, and it just it worked out well. But you know, I just, for kids like her, it's awesome for those kids to have an opportunity to come through. She's played great for us all year, and the best thing for us as we look forward to next year is the fact that kid's a sophomore. She's got 2 years left, and to have those big at bats in these big games is priceless. That's just stuff that she's got in her memory bank, knowing that she can come through.
Oh, Coach, that obviously led to the 3-2 win ultimately against Northwestern in that game. Moving on to the next one, and obviously, as I said in my open there, what was perhaps the biggest win for any team in the entire regional round with a 5-3 win over Georgia. First of all, after getting that win against Northwestern, what was that conversation like between the coaching staff and internally between the coaching staff? And then also, what was the conversation like between the coaching staff and the players after that win against Northwestern?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing for us was we needed to make a decision on who we were going to pitch. You know, we had just rode Casey pretty hard, and I looked at our staff and I said, what are we going to do? And, you know, we talked about some different things. And I just said, hey, I just don't know if I can go to bed at night not throwing her if she wants the ball. And so I talked to her just a little bit, and she looked at me like I was a clown. And I said, okay, you'll pitch. And so she went out there, and the first inning was obviously rough. She wasn't sharp. I think she was a little amped up, I think her emotions got involved, and she got through it. Limited them. We came back and scored and everything. And I thought, you know what, if she gets through this next inning good, we're going to be fine. And she did. And I thought to myself, we got a chance to win this game. I mean, right then I said, this is, we're right where we want to be. We're playing with nothing to lose. And, our girls, I could see a different look in their eyes, and all of a sudden things just started to happen. And we had that one inning where we put on a short game clinic, and it was just an unbelievable feeling to coach. I can just tell you that. I felt like I could call anything. I wasn't worried about what the count was. I just felt free. And that's when you feel like that as a coach, I think it's because your players give you that feeling. And we did it. We got through it, you know. And once we got that win, I think something that somebody had told me that I didn't even really notice, but looking back, I did. I think the most exciting thing about what happened was the fact that when that last out was made, our girls weren't. I got one. I bought him one. I bought seven. His name's on our list. I'm sorry. I had. I was so thrilled about our kids. They didn't get crazy. Like they acted like they knew that they were going to win. And so I think that was, looking back, probably when I looked at our coaching staff and our program and said, this program has taken the right turn and we're going down the right path. And so that's when I said, hey, well, this is awesome. Georgia's back is up against the wall here. We knew that Wilkinson, you know, was going to throw. It was going to be a grind. You know, like I said, it was just an awesome opportunity to be where we were.
This is TTRS, Coach Rocho, presented by Vinci Live on the 100% Food Hotline. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. On the other side, we're going to dive a little bit more into these games and then talk about moving forward and what fans can expect going into next season. This is TCRS, the Coach Rep Show.
Hey, this is Ashley Carter, former professional softball player for the Pennsylvania Rebellion. Make sure you guys check out VinciPro.com, makers of high-quality baseball and softball equipment. Make sure you don't go on the field without it. And go on VinciPro.com to check out and get your own very custom glove and use discount code HC01 to get 15% off your total score today.
If you drink a Yoo-Hoo and you don't like it, I will give you your money back.
Now it's time for your host, Jarrett Rogel.
And we're back here live on TCRS, the Coach Rogue Show, again brought to you by Vinci. Check out VinciPro.com. Grab your baseball gloves, softball gloves, put some sunglasses on there. And we're on the 100% Food Hotline. Still with us,
I'm on the
head coach of Oklahoma State University softball, Kenny Gajewski. Coach, let's dive into these last two games against Georgia. You talked about them a little bit there before the break. When you look back, what do you personally, and this is something we talked about last week as well, what do you personally take away moving forward now having had to go through the consolation bracket?
Yeah, I think what it does is I think what I take away is that I'm so happy that we got our seniors into this position, and then I'm so happy that our young kids got to experience five regional games and three elimination games, and I think that's experience that you have to be able to go through to get there. So we've done that, and I think that's the most exciting thing. But I look at it like this. This is a very special group. They gave us an opportunity to extend our season five extra games, And for that, I'm forever thankful to this group. You know this group. I mean, nobody expected this except us. They got it done, and it was just an amazing, amazing time. I think the future is bright here for us. These kids have just continued to dust off the tradition that had got a little dirty. We've dusted that stuff off and got the shine back on it, and I think we're in a position now to take the next steps as a program to be where we want to be.
So, Coach, obviously we all know where this program wants to be and where you want to be. Moving forward in the next season, we've talked, it seems like, all season long about mostly the same people going forward in the next season. Who are some players that we maybe haven't talked a whole lot about this season, but people really need to be watching for?
Well, I think we have a very short roster, so it's not like we haven't played kids. I mean, we played almost everybody on our roster. So I look at Shea Coates in the pitching staff. I think she had some huge quality innings. I think she's a kid that's going to have a breakout year. And then I look to our incoming freshmen. We've got a couple kids in those areas there that have a chance to make some impact. And, we're still working on things. You know, we're looking at some transfers and some other kids and things like that. So stuff I can't really talk about yet until those kids are actually signed. This team's not going to change a whole bunch. You know, we lose six seniors or five. I'm sorry. We're going to, we lose Mickelson and Freeze, obviously a lot of production on both sides, but I think we've got some good pieces that are coming in that can, take that burden. And I look at our younger kids that got a ton of action this year. I look at O'Donnell and I look at Lynch and I look at Shippey and I look at Montgomery. Those are kids that had some nice years and that are going to, they're only going to improve. I mean, I there's so much room for growth. So, I don't know that we're going to have a major change, but I think you're going to see some kids that have really grown and really know what to expect. You got to remember this is something that I have a hard time with at times because it seems like this year has flown by, but it doesn't always feel like that. We've only been with these kids for about 9.5 months, and that's not a lot of time. So I think now with these younger kids knowing what to expect and knowing the system that we've got in place, I just think the future's bright.
Coach, let's talk about your experience, your thoughts in your first season as the head coach of this program. What kind of message do you have for the fans up there in Stillwater?
Well, first thing I want to say is just thank you. I mean, thank you to them. I mean, we continually had great crowds. They're going to force our administration to bring in more seats and do more things, which is what it's all about. They've done that. Like I said, I am so thrilled to be the head coach at Oklahoma State, and I just can't wait to see them again. That's the thing. Our crowds were very involved with our kids and their walk-up songs and their little dances and their things that they do. And I can't wait to get that back again. So I truly am thankful to our fans, to our alumni, our administration for the support that they showed us this first year. And like I tell our kids, it's up to us to keep them excited. And we've done that this first year. Now we've got to continue that and continue to build upon that. And I think the sky's the limit. It's just up to us to take care of our own stuff.
Coach, you summed it up perfectly right there. I don't think there needs to be anything else said. I'll let you have the last word today as far as that goes. I do want to give you a chance here to, and we've plugged on the last couple shows, talk about your softball camps coming up and how people can get information on how they can come up there and have a chance to work with not only yourself, but your coaching staff and likely some of the players too.
Well, that thank you a bunch. Yeah, our softball camps are right around the corner here. You can go to kgsoftballcamps.com. You can also go on our official softball webpage for OSU, okstate.com, and find our link there. But got three great camps. Going to be a blast. They're filling up, and it's going to be a fun time. Like I said, I actually love camp. I know there's a lot of coaches out there who just work camp to make extra cash. I love camp. I love to teach. I love to be around young kids. And so that's a time of year that most people dread. I don't. I love it. My staff does too. It just takes a lot of energy. But I love seeing kids get an opportunity to come to our school and experience what I feel every day and just how special of a place that OSU is.
Coach, touch on that real quick. Touch on that. The last camp, I believe it is on the schedule. I don't have the schedule of them up right now, so I apologize for that. But touch on that elite camp that you guys have that has pretty much they're going to be living the life of an Oklahoma State player.
Yes, we've got what's called our Cowgirl Experience Camp, and it's a camp where you come in for 4 days, and they're going to go through strength and conditioning each day. They're going to learn what the word compliance means and how that affects us. They're gonna learn more about the academic side. They're gonna get instruction in the mornings. They're gonna lift in the mornings. We're gonna play games in the evenings. We're gonna have fun activities. The last day, their games. We're actually gonna charter a bus to Hall of Fame Stadium, and they're gonna play a game on the World Series field and that kind of stuff. It's going to be a blast. And then they're going to get a locker. They're going to get a name tag, shirts, shorts, visors. They're going to get treated just like our girls do. We're going to, obviously we feed them and do their laundry, and it's just going to be a total experience of what it's like to be a Cowgirl softball player. So I'm excited to have that camp here, and it's going to be a blast. We're only, it's limited to 30 kids. We're already halfway there now, so it's going to be full. It's going to be a blast.
And again, everybody, you can get information on all the Oklahoma State softball camps at kgsoftballcamps.com. Coach, I got to say, as I mentioned in the opening of the show today, this is obviously the last show that we're doing this season. Hopefully we can get you on as many times as possible during the season next year. But it has been an absolute honor, privilege, and blast to have you on with us over these last few months, talking about your program and tracking your progress and the progress that you have made and the impact that you've already made on the Cowgirl softball program.
Thank you a bunch. It means a lot, and I look forward to coming back. If you want us back, I'd love to. And just again, I appreciate the opportunity. Opportunity to talk about our program and just tell our story. And so look forward to talking to you very soon.
All right, Coach, we'll definitely have you on back next season. Listen, go enjoy the tennis matches, and hopefully you can see them bring home the first ever women's tennis national title for Oklahoma State.
Thank you. You take care.
This has been TCRS, the Coach Roadshow, brought to you by Vinci. Check them out, vincipro.com. And we were live on the 100% Food Hotline. Go to station.com. That's spacenutrientstation.com. Make sure you check out and follow Abby and Blake on Twitter at PCR Show. Make sure you like our Facebook page, facebook.com/thePCRShow. Until next time, later times, everybody.